In the mid-90s, Wyclef Jean was one of the first mainstream rap stars who didn't just rap but were happy to sing too. Throughout his career, including the years as a member of the US hip-hop band The Fugees, he's always promoted global sounds and defended fusion. 20 years after his Grammy-winning solo album Carnival 1, he's brought out Carnival 3, The Fall and Rise of a Refugee, and it draws on hip-hop, salsa and even gospel.
Dearly beloved, I want to dedicate this song to all my refugees around the world. My shadows, my zoos, HM, all the sets around the world. One gang now.
Little Chateau Boy, we gon' make it out the hood one day. No more drag killing, no more gunplay. To G5's.
Jean is a refugee made good. He grew up in poverty in Haiti before his family managed to get to the States and the American dream. He was recently a guest on RFI's Les Poupées de Musique Noire music program and seemed proud of his roots.
I was born in Haiti in a small village. I say I have a book called Purpose, and in the book I explained how me and my brother, at times we were so poor that we ate dirt from the floor. But we was happy. We was resilient. And we felt one day life will be better.
Lights, camera, action. Everyone's a superstar.
This song, Fela Kuti, pays tribute to Nigeria's king of Afrobeat. Wyclef Jean told RFI he'd been inspired by both Fela's music and his spirit of rebellion.
Fela Kuti is one of my greatest idols. In high school, I studied jazz. I wanted to be a hip-hopper and rap all the time, but I love instruments. I love to play. And one day a teacher pulled my ear and was like, I'm going to put you in jazz. And in jazz, I fell in love with a few people. One, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, Quincy Jones, and Fela Kuti.
She be whining, snake in a tree. In a tree. Voodoo is working on me. Dance like Fela Kuti. Mama say Makusa energy.
My interest with him was the fusion. Because similar to Thelonious Monk, who adapt fusion, I can identify with Fela Kuti because when he went back to his country and he fused the jazz with the Afrobeat, it created something new. The same way in 1997 when I fused hip-hop music with the world music, it created the Carnival. I would not be able to have done that or continue to be so eclectic if I was not a Fela Kuti student.
And we found our way out of the maze. From walking the block to running from cars. Now we shower and play. I want to Spain to buy you a ring. And we go back to Vegas. What happened in Vegas? We don't gotta say.
Lights, camera, action. Everyone's a superstar.
In 2010, Wyclef Jean filed papers to run for president of Haiti, but was turned down as he hadn't lived in the country for 5 years. He says Fela's desire to serve the Nigerian people was also a source of inspiration for him.
Fela Kuti was the black president, and the most important thing I learned from Fela Kuti is the will to sacrifice yourself for your people, even when it's not popular. This is the reason I felt I could become the president of Haiti at one time. And if you notice what happened, you know, if you follow sometimes the propaganda in the news, you will see I was attacked the same way like Fela Kuti, you know. The difference is I didn't have my mother thrown from the balcony, you know. So the thing is, Fela teaches you that you can't just sing about the music, but you have to act on the policies right at the time when you're hot. You can't wait. when you cold. You have to do it when you hot.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should feel no evil. He said, what's a man to do when I'm in the neighborhood where colors matter?
Thank God for the culture. Amen. Yeah.
Oh, amen.
Thank God for the culture. Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the culture, they probably had me doing 32 summers. Thank God.
Jean has also helped nurture talent like Beyoncé and Lauryn Hill. The new album celebrates younger producers like Super Mario and The Knox. This song, Thank God for the Culture, features a young church choir called the Wavy Gang. Like Nelson Mandela, whom the rapper met several times, Jean believes culture is a weapon, both of resistance and advancement in life.
When we say thank God for the culture, and we say, if it wasn't for the culture, maybe we wouldn't be here. So our greatest weapon that we have is the culture.
Thank God for the culture. For the culture. Oh, amen. Right.
Thank God for the culture, because you know, I found Lauryn when she was 14. Beyonce and them, they had the hit. I gave them the first hit. So I've always loved new talent. So on Thank God for the Culture, we have these kids from Milwaukee, church kids, called the Wavy Gang. And the way that they're singing, it reminds me of, you know, like the old blues, the old R&B. I'm very excited about that.
Thank God for the culture. The Jigger Man who set the blueprint out for us. Pioneers that paved the way and changed the game. You never seen a one-hit wonder in the Hall of Fame. Bad boy, ain't no limit to this cash money. More money, more problems, keep that fast money.
You can hear like the new Al Green influence in the kids. The way that Jamaica's also singing, there's a soul. There's another kid called Leon Lacey, great conductor. Me, I always believe in progress, right? And one thing I learned from Quincy Jones, the day you lose the pulse of the youth, you lose the pulse of the music. And what does that mean? Michael Jackson's forever young. So when you do music, you can't think, oh, let me do music for the club, or let me do music because it fits the radio. You have to do music that fit the soul. That's the only music that'll last forever, you know?
Falling from space, sometimes I feel out of place. Words we can't take back, if I could, I would erase. Do whatever it takes to show you I appreciate before the angel tells me that it's too late.
The song Borrowed Time also reflects Wyclef Jean's desire to believe in the future.
Apple Music called me, and there's a shuttle called Juno that they sent to Jupiter. And Juno recorded sounds from space, brought back to Earth. I took the sounds of Jupiter and I mix it in this song. I guess I'm optimistic of where the future can go. Still have that sense of hope, you know, to remind us we're on borrowed time.
That was singer-songwriter Wyclef Jean ending this edition of World Music Matters, and my thanks to RFI's Joe Farmer for the interview. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.
Just so we can ride. Just so we can ride.
Ice cube in my drink, it's a good day. Seen a drive-by turn into a love parade. Battleships turn into the love boat. Refugees found a home they were looking for. No more robberies, everybody eating. Found a cure for the cancer, no more diseases. No bombs falling from the skyline. Peace treaty, everybody co-sign. Colorblind, we all one people. One love like a Bob Marley sequel. I'm sitting back listening to John Lennon, imagining that it happened.
We're on borrowed time.
Oh,
clock keep ticking,
clock keep ticking.
Days keep passing,
days keep passing.
But we can't waste no time. These are the days of our lives when we will fall, just so we can rise, just so we can rise. We're on borrowed time.